This is KCUR 89.3. This week, former mayors of Kansas City, Missouri are offering their reflections and advice to Mayor-elect Quentin Lucas. Today, we hear the words of the mayor and Methodist minister, who is now a member of Congress.
Being mayor places one on center stage of the American political drama. There's no other position quite like it, and they'll remember that the rest of their lives. My name is Emmanuel Cleaver. I was elected mayor in Kansas City in 1991, and I served all the way through the 90s. I ended up leaving office in the spring of 1999. To our new mayor, we're pulling for you. I think the whole city wants you to succeed. You are sitting in a key spot. You're sitting in the middle of the United States within 500 miles of the geographic and population center of the country. That means that you are able to export ideas to both the East and the West Coast. And so everybody in the country should focus on the middle. And you are in the enviable position of being the mayor of the largest city in the state of Missouri, and I think the key Midwestern city in the United States. So go out and do it. The next mayor would be wise to do one thing that I found to be extremely helpful, although I received some negative news coverage of it, and that is I met with each council member the week after the election, one by one and alone, just the two of us, and I said, what do you want over the next 4 years? And whatever your number one issue is, I will put everything I have into it. And so one by one, they came by. Jim Glover, for example, says, I have this vision of a Midtown project that I'd like to do. And I'd say, I'm with you on it. And of course, it's in most of it is in existence today. George Blackwood said, I want to be the council member known for creating a rainy day fund. And I said, I'm with you. Anyway, we went down the line of what people wanted. And then we then set out to make sure that everybody was able to get what they wanted. And almost to the person, we were able to get it. Mayors in our form of government will either rise or fall based on his or her ability to work with the council. I think the next mayor is going to necessarily give considerable amounts of time to the development of affordable housing. Now, they've got to do that in concert with the federal government because the city is just not going to be able to afford that kind of a project. But it has to be done, and it has to be done, I think, quickly. And number two, I think they're going to have to probably look seriously at how they do incentives to bring companies to town and to encourage development. And the reason is we didn't have the kind of community outrage that we are hearing today when we were trying to bring Harley-Davidson to town, for example, and I had to give some concessions, economic concessions, to get them here. And I think, it would be best for them to, try to figure out how to create a good marriage between giving incentives and not trespassing on the prerogatives, the residential prerogatives of others, and also not draining the municipal treasury in favor of billionaire developers. We didn't have any of the social media when I was mayor that we have today, and I'm glad about it. I tell my kids, I made a decision with what was called Sky Stations on Bartle Hall, and the public went absolutely just bonkers. What are they? You ruined the skyline, and the world is coming to an end. And of course, now everybody, Cleaver kind of took that idea from me. Any criticism that the mayor might receive, the truth of the matter is, in a few years, when things work out, they will try to change history.
Former Mayor Emmanuel Cleaver is currently serving his seventh term in Congress representing Missouri's 5th District. This series was produced for KCUR 89.3 by Lynn Horsley. Tomorrow, we'll conclude this series with advice for Mayor-elect Lucas from the man that he is replacing.